How were your own beliefs about life and death changed by the experience of going there and having this ritual and this crash course in your traditional, your ancestral beliefs? How did it change things?
It's kind of, I don't know. It's a good question. And I think it's make me feel there's a sequence in things. You feel almost you're part of a collective that you're never aware of. So that is both scary and consolidated, how do I say, comforting. And this Western idea of individuality is clearly challenged because you go to a village, you have whole village people look like your grandmother. Another village, everybody look like grandfather. You feel, okay, I'm kind of part of this, and genetically, I'm really, really part of this. But in the meantime, the individuality that the Western culture, as well as a poet, always strive for yourself. You feel, where am I? Kind of in a way lost. So it's it is difficult for me to pinpoint what exactly it means. But except offer some context for my existence. So it is feels like in the whole world of randomness, there's a reason I'm here. So I don't know if that's a belief system or it is affirm what's the word? Confirm
Affirmation.
affirmation, that's a word, affirmation that there's a reason. Even though we know the causal relationship is really arbitrary, human way of rationalize everything. But at least temporarily, when I think about that village, I feel I'm on firm ground. And probably it is even increasingly more important as one get older, you feel your courage start to sagging. And every time I think about that, okay, my doubts, my weakness, my arbitrariness, maybe there's a reason to be there. And there are because, yeah, I guess that's what it is. And open the door to my later work, actually. At first, originally, I don't think classical Chinese really, I really don't have a way to handle them. And given my limited training and my time and living in US, but through this book, research for this, I feel that I can get a lot of things. And the tradition still matters a lot in the language I'm using and in the way. Things are done even in the syntax of the words. So it's embedded there. And I start a whole lot of other projects now, going back to traditional teachings and to see where it's come from. Yeah.
This book comes across to me like a key book in a poet's life. Does it feel like that to you?
I would say probably a core would be a way of thinking about it. I feel it's nourishing for me rather than I'm showing something to other people. So it's like a solidifying my core in a way without making it doctrine or dogma. But without having to deny my Chinese-ness, and I know what is Chinese-ness in my mind, at least with the limited depths I have, yeah. Rather than communists' products from mainland China, without reading much book at all, barely can consider illiterate. Because we go through trainings and then I immediately jump on to the medical trainings, scientific things. So I always feel there's a lacking, but this book seems to make me feel, okay, I can reach that. I know where the core is. Yeah.
Really grateful for your time today.
Yeah, thank you for asking wonderful questions.
Thank you.
Yeah, to think about this.